This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Richard Kaslick, who is the Vice President of Sales for North America for NVT Fibridge. Richard, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Doug.
So this is a special podcast. We've been talking throughout the year about trends, and we've been talking about infrastructure and so on. And now we're in the second half of 2019, so it's good time for an update. And as we were just discussing, we're actually approaching the end of the first decade in the cloud. So thanks for talking to me today. Before we get into our main topic, what is NVT Fibridge?
Well, NVT Fibridge is a combination of two companies. Both were known as enabling technologies. NVT was founded about 25 years ago to address concerns in the transmission space, typically in analog for audiovisual and physical security. Fibridge was founded 15 years ago to address the needs of customers looking to modernize from legacy analog or digital voice to IP voice. So both companies were very synergistic. In 2015, the companies merged, and now we're called NVT Fibridge.
So the last time we talked, we discussed the challenges that organizations are facing as they modernize to a cloud-based communication solution. So before we get into this episode and topic, can you summarize the main points from our previous discussion?
Absolutely. As we all know, cloud-based communication solutions are attractive because the customer doesn't need to manage the application. It's a managed service. And because of the payment model, also very attractive, a monthly fee instead of an enormous, sometimes upfront cost. Now, cloud providers don't help with establishing the necessary local area network, and that leaves the enormous cost up to the customer. That's kind of the gap that we had identified when we last talked, and that's kind of where we're at today. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on some of the things that we've seen that have started to change.
All right, so let's dive into the topic. What's new since we last talked?
Well, you know what? Good news. Some providers have finally seen the light and have realized that the network requirements need to be addressed and not ignored. What we're hearing before was the network was out of scope for our cloud providers. A lot of the cloud providers had taken care of the endpoints, the connectivity, the applications in the cloud, but they ignored the critical piece, what was connecting the cloud to the endpoint. A lot of providers started to see that this was a huge risk to their business, and it was something that was very difficult for customers to grasp when you think about a managed service. Now, good news is we've seen some trends, and I'll share with you in a moment some of those that have started to move forward and realize. Unfortunately, the majority of providers still have the same go-to-market strategy, which ignores the network requirements, and that's one of the biggest issues that they have from an adoption perspective.
Well, can you tell me more about that problem?
Absolutely. Providers focus on the features, but fail to address the biggest issue. That's effectively connecting the device on the local area network. They layer the cloud onto the data network, and the applications start to compete for bandwidth with the other applications within the customer's environment. When the problems arise, it's up to the customer to address the problems that are affecting the cloud voice application. And if you think about it, this is not a managed service. A customer is looking for a managed service because they want to focus on their core business. They don't want to have to worry about troubleshooting and verifying a cloud solution that's layered on their network. It's up to the customer to prepare their land for the voice solution or any other type of cloud solution. And here's the other thing. Providers are all fighting for the same customers that already have a cloud solution. This is a very interesting thing that we saw. In this case, they either try to bring up quality issues or lower the price. Not good for long-term sustainable business for them, and not good for customers. So we're starting to see customers churning, moving from one cloud provider to the other, where really the issue that's causing the problems is that connectivity. Everyone's swimming in the red ocean and ignoring the majority of customers that still have legacy TDM and analog systems in place. I've heard the term abandoned from some of our voice providers. Literally, these are customers that have been approached in the past. They've said, we cannot do this. The infrastructure that we have will not support a cloud-based solution, nor can we afford to put things in place to address that. If you think of large customers in hospitals or university campuses or government or hotels, casinos, cruise ships, this is what we're seeing. So these are abandoned customers. Well, we're saying, hey, these customers are the blue ocean. They have a need. They want to modernize, and they do have the infrastructure that truly can support an end-to-end cloud solution.
So what's the solution? It sounds to me like, you know, the carriers are trying to pursue profit in a commoditized market, but they seem to be just simply walking away from customers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's a massive amount of customers that are just left and they're abandoned. So the good news is we can travel back to the future for the answer. Think of the Centrix model. Centrix model for voice has been around for 40 years. It's a complete end-to-end solution for the customer. You've got your call control at the CO or the cloud, if you think about it. You've got your connectivity back to the customer's building or premise to the DMARC. You've got a wire that runs from that location to the instrument on the customer's desk, the telephone in this case. End-to-end. No other applications to impact the experience. Point-to-point topology that's simple and reliable, easy to troubleshoot, as well as no dependency on anything else. If there's problems on the network, if there's new applications introduced, if there's anything at all that happens within that environment, this point-to-point topology and dedicated network, so to speak, for this application is perfectly suited for what the customer is looking to accomplish. So talk about how we can address that. Well, our Chariot series of products are designed to leverage existing legacy in-building infrastructure, either single-pair telephone wire, multi-pair UTP, or coax cable to deliver Ethernet and PoE at extended distances over that existing cable plant. So what you end up getting is that complete end-to-end model once again. You've got your cloud-based call control. You've got your connectivity to the DMARC, you have our switches that can bridge and connect into the existing infrastructure that's providing the dial tone or the cameras, for that example, today. Replace those with IP devices, and you've just deployed a cloud-based IP solution in literally a tenth of the time for a tenth of the cost and a tenth of the amount of aggravation and issues that arise as a result of layering these applications onto a customer's data network.
So can you give us some examples of how this has played out?
Absolutely. We've got multiple customers. Some just recently, as we said, you and I just talked back at Enterprise Connect, and since then we've had success with Harry Assisted Living, multiple sites. This is an assisted living facility owner with multiple locations. They took this model, were able to replicate it at every single location, predictable, repeatable, scalable. Money Tree, again, over 150 retail locations, predictable, repeatable, scalable, regardless of where the location of the office was, they could have the same experience every time. Georgia Tech is a customer, again, deployed a new hosted IP solution across their campus, including more than 2,700 IP phones. We've got carriers such as SaskTel in Saskatchewan that have standardized on this to help their customers move to the hosted IP solution within the province. Frontier Communications is another carrier that has adopted this as part of their go-to-market strategy to help customers modernize and move to the cloud. Department of Housing and Urban Development reduced their costs by over $1.2 million and fast-tracked their deployment by 3 years. And we've seen some very interesting trends over the last couple months where a lot of the major hotel brands, the flags, have started to deploy hosted IP-based solutions for their administrative phones, leveraging their existing infrastructure using the Chariot series. So exciting news. In just a short period of time, we started to see a lot of movement in that marketplace.
So this also sounds like it's an opportunity for the channel.
Absolutely. We sell through the channel, and our traditional model was using the channel for CPE-based solutions, and I think this is a perfect fit in that model. If you think about it, they can go to a customer, again, with that complete end-to-end solution. I think this is the next step, is gluing the application, the cloud-based solutions, along with our solution, and then introducing it to the channel so that they can go and integrate with their customers. And I think that's the next phase that we're looking at with this.
So, Richard, as we sort of enter the summer months, do you have anything coming up?
Well, we've got some new enhancements to some of the products that we're working on to address some additional markets and some additional opportunities for our partners out in the field in the areas of Wi-Fi, in security, surveillance, as well as more telephony. We also are looking at a model to fit into that managed service offering that we were talking about before. I don't have complete details right now, but I'm sure that we'll chat again and I'll be able to provide more information on that the next time.
Well, we'll be looking forward to our next chat. This has been an interesting year-long chat about the trends of our market, but also I like the fact that we're talking about concrete solutions for real businesses, for end users and enterprises from that point of view, and some interesting opportunity for our channel listeners too. So where can we learn more?
Well, we've got our blog right here on Telecom Reseller, which includes success stories and a ton of information, a blog post, other podcast articles, as well as our website, which is www.nvtfibridge.com.
Well, Richard, as ever, thank you very much indeed for a very interesting podcast, and I'm certainly looking forward to another one, maybe as the summer leaves turn.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure.